man who has not passed through the inferno of his passions has never overcome them. As far as we can discern, the sole purpose of human existence is to kindle a light in the darkness of mere being. Everything that irritates us about others can lead us to an understanding of ourselves.
Welcome to the Wicca Shaman Show. This is Clayton. Hope everyone is doing great. Hope everyone is doing the February 30-mile challenge with me. I live in Oklahoma, and we just had two huge snowstorms come through, and I have about 2 feet of snow on the ground outside, so I have not ran outside the last 2 days, but I am going to run extra to make up for it to get to the 30-mile by the end of the month. So I am still doing the challenge, I promise you. But nature did kind of stop me for a couple of days. Today's episode is over Wicca and what it means to me. I have studied Wicca for about 10 years now, so I should be able to tell you what it is, right? Well, it is a very subjective experience, meaning it's different for everyone who makes it their life. Well, let's jump into it. Wicca is defined by the dictionary as a modern form of paganism, especially a tradition founded in England in the mid-20th century. Studying Wicca, I have always got judged and have gotten weird looks from people I know, friends, and even family. I think the problem is when people hear Wicca, they think I am worshiping the devil. There is something weird in America where if anyone hears witches or Wicca or anything similar, they go straight to evil, devil, they think I'm cutting myself, sacrificing animals, or just straight up talking to Satan. But in reality, it is more of a Western world or worldwide movement of ones who are studying the spirit and worshiping nature. I grew up in church. I also consider myself a Christian, even though I am not a big fan of any religion, as I believe we all believe in the same love, in the same God, and religion is dividing us in separate groups based on culture and location, causing conflict as we experience the same God. Many people say you can't study Wicca and the Bible, that they contradict each other, and that's not true to me. I have talked to many people and many Christians online that also study Wicca. Reddit, I recommend as a great community of people who are studying Wicca and are really trying to, make it their life and just find out more about it and learn and become better at it. I, for one, believe the Bible is a great book to learn about Wicca and look more into the history of it. It can be a great tool. John 14:12 says, "Who believes in me and what I say can do the magic I have shown you. They may do greater things than me as I am going to the Father." This is one of my favorite Bible quotes, and I take it as we all have the magic inside of us. We all have spirit inside of us that we need to or can unleash or activate it. I believe spirit is inside us all, and we all have the power to become enlightened, and that is a huge part in my Wicca beliefs. To spread positivity and for me to expand my awareness in every aspect, allowing myself for improvement and going towards my goals every single day. Now, Wicca or many times in the past being mentioned as pagan worship, scholars of religion classify it as a new religion and an old religion that has shaped what we call the Western world. Many of the holidays we celebrate are based on by past pagan cultures. Wicca has no authority figure or one main person we look up to. Most people who study Wicca work with the goddess and the god. Goddess is looked at female energy and seen as the triple goddess, when god is male energy and seen as the horn god. They are often called the Great Goddess and the Great Horned God because they are believed to be many deities at once. That everything in the world is powered by one of these great deities. I myself believe these deities are what Christians refer to as God above in Scripture. In Wicca, you may believe there is a god or goddess behind many different things, but in reality, they are with one or the other. But together, they are one at the same time, or together, they are spirit. Wicca celebrates the sun and the moon. The moon is associated with the great goddess, when the sun is associated with the great horned god. The moon cycles and sun cycles are highly celebrated in Wicca. Some Wiccans practice magic, but all Wiccans appreciate the everyday magic we experience in everyday life. We become aware of it. Many try to call spirits or spirit to lead them. Many do rituals for luck and protection. Some may have totems they carry with them everywhere they go. There are many different branches on the tree of Wicca. Also, many Wiccans go by commandments or laws, and people that don't know much about Wicca, I think, would be surprised to learn about what they are. They consist of things like don't judge others' lifestyles or their spiritual path, cause harm to nobody, don't be greedy and tip the balance of nature, don't magically go against nature, don't mess with the spirit world without proper knowledge, don't self-harm, protect the earth at all cost, love nature, love all. Certain things like that, and it's easy to tell that it is all about love and positivity. I don't believe Wicca is a religion, but more of a way of life. It is subjective and different for every single person. That is what I think is the most important thing to realize in Wicca. Is that it's not the same for anyone. Every single person will have a different experience once their heart is out towards the practice. I don't believe it contradicts with any other beliefs. Like I said, it's a way of life, and people always ask me where can they start. And the best place to, I think, is to sit down and meditate and start becoming more aware of the magic we see in everyday life, the magic that we experience in everyday life. Follow the moon, follow the sun cycles, pray until you appreciate what the moon and sun do for you. Start getting in sync with nature, appreciate the wind along with all other elements. Wicca is being aware of all the good, but it's also being aware of the evil, and not just being aware of evil, but exploring it, getting to know it, and not being scared of it, realizing that we are all the light and all of the darkness. We are also the evil inside of us, just like the good inside of us. We experience and try our best to understand all aspects of life and ourselves. You must open your mind and go where most won't. I'll do more episodes in the future digging deeper because Wicca has such a huge range of beliefs and practices. Many people can't even agree on the history of Wicca or paganism. The most important thing to know, again, is that it is different for everyone. That's the beauty of being a Wicca, is that certain aspects or even deities will be drawn to you. They pick you and give you your own unique experience. It's important to me to add that almost all Wiccans denounce Westerners, saying that Wicca is a devil-worshipping activity. Some Wiccas study the devil and focus on that, but that is not what it is about, and it's nothing what it's about to the majority of us. To me, it has nothing to do with the devil besides learning about evil and being aware of it. If you're wondering if you should practice Wicca but are scared that it will hurt your current religion, I would say I don't find that to be true or think it is. I understand that there are people on the other side of the fence, though. This is a way of life, so make it your own. Try thinking to help us discover the magic in the universe and the magic in us all. In the Bible, Jesus wants us to live like him. He was enlightened and could do things many people called magic, and he told us that if we can live and love like him, we ourselves could do all the magic that he does. Don't be scared to explore the magic this world brings us. Explore the light, explore the dark. I like to tell myself that I am the brightest thing in the dark, meaning I live my life in the darkness, but I have a light inside of me, bright. There is so much history about Wicca and paganism, I didn't even begin to scratch the surface about it all. Of course, all my episodes are under 15 minutes, and this was a personable episode of what Wicca means to me. I hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, share it with your friends. Follow us on Instagram at the Wicca Shaman Show. I hope you guys are enjoying the new season. I have some guests coming on soon and some other great topics that we're going to go over. So follow us. I have a lot more coming. I will see you guys next time at the Wicca Shaman Show. Peace. Different from my lights, inside is so bright. I'm in a hurry cause it's a full moon tonight. With the shaman and I got a full appetite. I captured the power from the full moon night. Go on, way bad vibes away. I have no idea what happened.